I want to use this podcast to explain why I decided to devote a whole chapter to epistemology and learning theory. It's not something I actually wanted to do. I wanted to get straight into the more practical aspects of teaching in a digital age. But every time I tried to do that, I kept coming back to having to deal with these fundamental underlying concepts of epistemology and learning theories. One reason I didn't want to start the book or have this as an early chapter in the book is that it's a difficult topic, especially if you come from, say, the science and technology background, because this is really a philosophical discussion. On the other hand, it's incredibly important. Epistemology and learning theories actually drive decision making in teaching and learning, especially what methods we decide to use for teaching and choice, and particularly the use of technology. Without an understanding of what we think of as knowledge and how students learn and the theories behind that, it's very difficult to make rational, logical decisions about teaching methods. Another reason why this topic is difficult is that there isn't a nice straight line direct relationship between epistemology, learning theories, and teaching methods. There's a lot of ambiguity about how these different aspects of knowledge relate. One reason for that is that teaching is a very pragmatic activity. Teachers and instructors choose the methods which they think will best work, and in different contexts, different, not only different methods, but actually different learning theories or even conceptions of knowledge might work better. It's nevertheless, despite the difficulties around this chapter, I think it's really worth working through, because once you've got an understanding of the different epistemologies and learning theories, it will do two things. It will provide you with a framework for decision making, for how you make decisions about use of technology and teaching in a digital age, and some criteria and some values by which you can make decisions. And I'll end this chapter with another podcast where I give my personal interpretation of the relationship between epistemology, learning technologies, and teaching methods.